Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And we're joined by the Michigan head coach this morning, Sherrone Moore. And coach, good morning.
Morning.
Let's talk about the Oregon game. As you reviewed the tape, what was the story of that football game?
Obviously a really good football team. Give a lot of credit to them and how they prepared and how they played, and they got a talented roster and good players, but not starting fast enough, putting us behind the eight ball against a good football team, ultimately led to the loss. I thought our kids fought in the second half, and really, you know, you can tell the culture and where we're at as a program. Those guys never gave up, and those guys kept fighting. So that was great to see of our players.
Defensively, some of the challenges that we identified, I'd love to hear some that you as well, was the quick passing game of Dylan Gabriel. First of all, very talented quarterback in on the ground and through the air. But how do you make adjustments, because you're going to play another pass-happy team in Indiana here this Saturday?
Yeah, I think the first thing with the quick passing game, the quick screens, they're getting out early. You got to do a good job of changing up coverages and allowing our guys to be comfortable. You know, I thought overall, you know, the game plan, especially with two corners out, was good to try to keep everything in front of us. But you got to do a really good job of mixing up those looks to keep those guys off balance.
You mentioned the two corners out. Any update on the health of either of them?
We're still working through, see what it looks like this week, and Jair's definitely trending up, so I think good chance to get him back, but we'll see as the week goes.
Do you expect Will Johnson back at some point this season? You know how this works. People start swirling. He's just going to decide at some point that it's better to prepare for the NFL. Is the expectation still that he comes back this season?
Yeah, Will's working through it. Will's not just complacent with being done. He wants to push through and play football again with his teammates, so we'll just see how he continues to progress.
Some of the young players that did get an opportunity in the secondary, I know Zeke Berry was playing on the edge, but there were some freshmen that had an opportunity to get in there. How did they approach that opportunity, and what did they do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one, Mason Curtis, man, he's a tackle machine. He's going to be a really good player for a long time. He's long, he's athletic, he's physical. He did a really good job in there. And then the other one, Josiah Edmonds, you know, both of them played fearless, you know, not blinked an eye. Just, they're ready to go and attack it. So it was really good. Really good to see.
We're talking to Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore. You mentioned the slow start. Not an excuse for why the game went the way it did, but the first touchdown from Oregon, I mean, we all have eyes. He dropped it. How does it happen in 2024, and have you gotten a satisfying explanation?
I have not. It shouldn't have. It shouldn't have happened. There was, you know, refs right there looking at it. So that's something that's got to get reviewed. And, where our guys upstairs, they didn't even show that view until after the field goal. So, that's not on our kids, and it's not on their kids either. Their coaching staff or our coaching staff. It's on the, you know, on everybody to see that and, them to buzz down. Every touchdown should be reviewed and that definitely should have been reviewed.
What's the process on the sideline for you guys? Because we saw that in the second half, you did challenge a call. It cost you a timeout, but that, you know, all scoring plays are supposed to be reviewed. So that one aside, when there is a questionable one that you want them to take a little bit longer look at, Does that come from the coaching booth upstairs in regards to views that they're seeing, or are you looking at the scoreboard? What's the process that you go through before you ask for the challenge?
Yeah, guys upstairs looking at the looks, at the, you know, whether it's TV copy or copy that they're getting upstairs, and then obviously we're looking at the scoreboard. So it's a combination of both.
The fourth down trick play near the end of the game, is that one you guys wish you had back?
Yeah, I mean, when any play doesn't work, you want to have those back. So, all those things, you know, we talk about play calls with internally, and you wish you had it back because, you know, didn't go the way we wanted it to.
When a play is called like that, and you've mentioned this, hey, Kirk Campbell's the one calling the offense. Is that one that you need to sign off on before it goes in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of, you know, as a play caller, you want to just have a rhythm. So he had a good drive and kept going on the drive, and, you know, the play was called. And we just got to go, you know, we got to execute plays that are called, and we also got to, you know, evaluate what plays we're calling.
The heat on Kirk Campbell, is it unfair? I mean, we've asked you about play calling. You've stood by the current arrangement. What do you like about the job that Kirk Campbell is doing right now as the play caller?
Yeah, I think it's not just him. It's a collective effort. You know, I think as a whole group, and it's always been like that. Even when I was calling plays, there's a collective effort for everybody to pitch in and do their part. So I think for him and the whole group, we just got to continue to get better and figure out ways for our players to execute on the field.
The last couple of games, the run game hasn't been what it was earlier in the season. How have defenses adjusted, and how can you tweak it so that it's more productive against Indiana?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing, there's more people in the box, so I got to do a better job of whether getting receivers involved in the blocking game, but also using the pass game to relieve that and loosen up the box and use formations and things and angles to get us angles, and just got to go execute. You can't allow free runners in the backfield, and that'll help our running backs get to the second level.
When we look at Indiana, we see a number next to their name, and we see a zero in the loss column, and I think there's this collective shock in college football that this is where Indiana is. You're familiar with Kirk Cignetti. Does this surprise you where they are right now?
I mean, in college football today, it's really, you know, about transition and the roster and how you can organize the roster, and he's done an unbelievable job of, you know, reformatting that roster, and really it's not about the logo on the helmet. He's gotten a lot of really good players on his team, and he's done a good job developing, and he's used to doing that. So it's a good football team that we got to go prepare for.
It's a good football team, and it's basically a new football team with so many transfers. Defensively, and I think they've got, what, 7 or 8 guys that are new to the program this year that either start or play a lot of time. When you look at their defense, what do you see, and what's the what challenges you the most?
Multiple, aggressive. They like the pressure. They do a good job, but when they drop back in coverage, just of sitting in their zones and eyes on the quarterback. So we got to do a great job of really creating first downs, creating positive plays on first downs, so that those later downs can be more successful.
Their quarterback, Rourke, and the throws that he makes and the way he executes their offense. He is back from that injury and looked the part last week. What's the challenge with facing him?
A guy that's got a lot of experience playing football at the college level, does a really good job of controlling the offense, takes care of the football. I think he's only got like 4 interceptions all year, and does a really good job of being the point guard to that offense. So got to keep him off balance, got to keep him off pace to continue to have success against him.
He's a guy with a lot of energy, a lot of juice. It permeates through his team. How do you, going down there, with two programs having different seasons, create the same energy? Because so much of football is about just, hey, you know, the want to, the energy. How do you create that same energy to match what Indiana's going to bring?
I think, you know, the opportunity, again, to go play a really good football team, and one, the opportunity to go play for your university, for yourself, and like we say, for your village. I think that's all the energy that you need, and it'll be a great atmosphere, probably sold out, and it'll be fun for us and fun for the kids.
He's Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore. Got the game this weekend against the Hoosiers. We appreciate some of your time. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys.
It's 97.1.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.